FEMA presented a proposal Monday night to Gays Mills residents and officials that would cost $1.7 million to move part of the village near its industrial park. The community was hit by two major floods in less than a year, causing evacuations. Residents hope to avoid a third deluge by getting out of the Kickapoo River floodplain. FEMA has been working with Gays Mills for the past few months to help the village develop a plan. Maura Otis is the co-chair of the Gays Mills Long Range Planning Committee. She says other plans were considered, including one costing around $800,000, but they didn't meet enough of the village's needs.
To acquire the property, to put in the roads and streets, to put in the water and sewer, to put in the curb, to put in the storm sewer, and get the acreage ready for housing and for commercial structures.
Otis says the biggest challenge will be to find the state and federal money to pay for whatever strategy the village adopts. Otis says the Gays Mills Village Board will start official discussions over the $1.7 million plan next month. Steve Reisum, Wisconsin Public Radio.